Feel free to be seated. I'm going to need your help here. First, I want you to imagine that this box is a problem, and we need to figure out what sort of problems it might be. It's a box, and we're using our imagination, so it can be a lot of different kinds of problems. But I'm particularly thinking about problems that the church faces, that Jesus asks the church to sort of take on. Who has ideas about what those might be? The widows and the poor. That's a very solid biblical problem. What else? Spread the gospel. Love one another. That's kind of a classic one there. But it's not easy, is it? That one gets tricky. But care for the enslaved in prison. That one's another really tricky one, isn't it? Fight evil. Treat people with dignity. I like those words because we find them in the baptismal covenant, which we promise to treat everyone with dignity. But it's really hard, isn't it?
Obeying the word of God.
And that one sort of requires that you understand the word of God. So there's a lot that gets caught up in that, because the word of God is kind of confusing sometimes. What else? Hungry and sick. Yep. God is nice. Yeah, to say God is nice. I think that's connected with the spread the gospel. Yep. Another really hard one. This isn't easy stuff, is it? Yeah, Jesus is on the cross for our sins. So that's really stewardship, is it, something you're talking about there. So this is one of those questions that the diocese, our diocese, the one we're a part of, took up a few years before I came. So I think 4 or 5 years ago now, and they said, there are some really big challenges, and that means there's some really big opportunities in front of us. And we don't have everything we need to help address those. So let's figure out what our biggest things are. If we're going to do this, what do we want to do most? And then we can look at raising some money and some support to help do these. So the diocese came up with a few different ideas. One is to do a better job of supporting rural parishes. So when you're a rural parish, your life is very different than our life is. And the church has a history of treating rural parishes as like the stepping stone to real churches in the city. And that's not fair to people who live there. One is to sort of reinvigorate some ministry to help bring new leaders to the diocese. The term it has been called in the history is the Barnabas Initiative. Some money was given to help continue to rebuild our relationship with our native brothers and sisters. Canada has a particularly divisive relationship between religious people and First Nations, Indigenous, Inuit, Native peoples, and to work on rebuilding that. And I always forget one. Come on, you should tell me. So they picked those out, and those were the things people said that they were most excited about doing. And they said, well, that's sort of our part. And we picked out a few things with the National Church to help support the Presiding Bishop's World Relief and Development Fund, which is the hardest thing ever to remember how to say every time, to help churches in the north, where again they have some very particular challenges, especially of cold and distance in special ways, and to help support relationships between different churches. For instance, our diocese has a relationship with the Diocese of Bue to help support some of those relationships. They looked around and they said, we're missing something, because this is the national church and this is the diocesan church, and then what are local churches interested in? So they turned that back to local churches and they said, if you could have money to do anything better or to start something new, what would you do? And different churches came up with different ideas and goals. The first year I was here, the vestry and I spent a lot of that time talking about what St. Peter's is particularly good at, which meant when it was our turn to ask what we might want to do for our Reach campaign, we had some ideas. And one of the things we'd sort of come down to is St. Peter's is a good place for people that don't fit other places. People who might have disabilities or accessibility issues in other places tend to do a really good job of fitting in here. What would it look like if we tried to get better at that? So we said, we think that might look like moving away from books and things people have to fumble through to understand our service. There was that long list of papers at the beginning of the service. Well, they might be good bookmarks. There are other ways to set our service up with some technological help to work with that. One of the ways we talked about was maybe adding more of these spaces for people with assistive devices. Today, we have Linda in one, and the other one is empty. But last week, and for some of the last few weeks, we've had three people trying to share our two spaces, which gets a little crowded. Fortunately, we have people who are generally kind and willing to work with each other to do that. But I think we can do a little bit better with that. We talked about some other things, and some of them require a little less money, and some of them require a little more money. And then we talked to all of you about that. Now, when you have a box that is a problem, especially when you're the church, people tend to think they know how the church is going to solve it. And sometimes that looks like someone who's really important, like maybe the bishop, saying we should do something about that. But the truth is, that doesn't always solve the problem. It might help us know that there's a problem. It might help us start to address it, but that's not enough. But people, especially if you've been coming to the church for a little while, know that I work for you, but I really sort of work with you and for the bishop. So they think, well, the bishop has all these priests, and they're supposed to do whatever she tells them to. So that'll solve it. If we can pay the bishop and we can pay the priests enough that they can solve these problems. But the reality is, you all are the church. The church is a bunch of different people who don't always agree, who sometimes struggle to find things we all can agree on at all. And Jesus knew that, and he spent a lot of time trying to get different people to understand that there are these really big things. And that if we put enough people working together, even though we have really big problems, really complicated problems, we can get people from different churches For some of these problems, we work with people from different denominations, from other churches, or from other faith perspectives. So we work with our Muslim brothers and sisters and our Jewish brothers and sisters. And eventually, once we have enough people, we can break through our problems. When Jesus talks about what it's like when we've broken through our problems, he often uses the kingdom of God. What it means is the world gets better once we start working together to get to tackle our problems. Maybe it just looks like a world with more chocolate. It probably looks more complicated than that, but we'll take the chocolate back and we'll eat it during coffee hour anyways. Okay. So, when you came in today, you should have received, and if you didn't, we have more, one of these cards, which is, oh, here it is. I knew it was here. The other diocesan one is to encourage and support new worshiping communities. And we are already doing that. We would like to get better at it. We've had, I think, 3 new churches we've birthed in this diocese in the time I've been here. We want to get better at that, which is really exciting. So if you want to take this card out and look over it, if you have a pen, you can start filling it out. It starts sort of on the left-hand side as you're looking at it. Your name and address. Does anyone not have a card then would like one? Okay. Ah. So. And even if you have already given, if you haven't given and aren't going to, we would like everyone to fill this out because then we're all going to take them up and put them on the altar. Because the secret to this is we're doing this because God has asked us to look at some of the things in our world and what we can do to better spread the gospel, to better take care of the poor and the widowed, to do a better job of not judging people and telling them that God loves them. So I'm going to go grab some more pens because I think a few of you might need one. Start filling this out and we'll go over some more details about it in a second.